If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
When something terrible happens to someone, you may have noticed several people who simply shrug their shoulders, saying something like, "Oh well, I suppose it was just his fate." But that's simply a lot of bollocks. Hello, this is Ernest. Welcome. Now, I don't claim to be extremely erudite. As a matter of fact, I feel that my writing basically amounts to a slow-motion train wreck of the English language. Having said that, I do try to have some standards concerning communication, no matter how substandard those standards may be. But whatever we're talking about the subject of fate, what it actually is an argument which has been going on since recorded human history. And if I were a betting man, I'd be betting that it's been going on even a hell of a lot longer than that. And that, no matter what terminology you're using, is ultimately the argument of free will versus determinism. Pardon me, folks. I had to pour myself a glass of wine for this one. Now, let me just say right out of the box that determinism is, at its core, absolutely wrong in every way, shape, and form. For very concise and scientifically demonstrable reasons, its concept is utterly fucking stupid. Now, other than the fact that I am being very serious, please try to relax and maybe even laugh, especially if you're religious. Come on. I know there's a reason-based funny bone in there somewhere. You see, the idea of the fates largely came about and was established by the ancient Greeks, that not only had an obsession with creating gods, but also appeasing those gods. And since those gods were a direct reflection of the Greek men who created them, you end up with some pretty questionable characters. Just a quick side note. I say Greek men because Zeus was not interested in the opinions of women. He was, however, very interested in fucking a Greek goddess, his sister. You seldom see, for example, in those sanitized, meant for primetime documentaries about ancient civilizations such as the Greeks, what researchers have known for well over 50 years. Also, I want to make very clear, this is not about religion. It is to illuminate a very elusive point concerning what many actually believe in as fate. Damn, makes you wonder how many people still believe in Zeus, which we'll get to shortly. Researchers of ancient civilizations have, particularly when it comes to Greece, easily translated thousands of Greek letters and text from ordinary citizens complaining about the government and issues with their daily lives. And apparently, even some 2,300 years ago, the hypocrisy of Zeus became what you might call a meme today. Yes, quite a few citizens back then were objecting to the fact that if Zeus could stop fucking his sister for maybe 5 minutes, he could help Greece and its citizens with its many problems. While many others also bitterly complained that their earthbound governmental representatives, supposedly in the employ of Zeus could also do much to help the common Greek citizen. That is, if they could stop fucking their young boy concubines for 5 minutes. Oh well, you know the old saying, how does one separate the men from the boys in Greece? With a crowbar. So, century after century, when Zeus became bored with human affairs of throwing down lightning bolts to the earth and fucking his sister, a new idea sprang up that basically got Zeus, not to mention all those earthbound Greek pedophiles with their young boys, off the hook, you might say. They traded in their gods for monotheism and its incestuous cousin, determinism, meaning that now, unlike the fickle and mercurial personality of Zeus, such as when Zeus was throwing down lightning bolts to Earth because he was apparently pissed off when his sister wasn't in the mood, all you have to do is simply do what's right, according to Greek monotheism, and you go to a place called heaven, which, oddly enough, also just happens to be where the now retired Zeus lives. And you get to live there for all eternity, playing a harp and watching Zeus, you guessed it, fuck his sister. Pardon me for just a moment. I wanted to give a special message to my European podcast listeners. I wanted to thank all of you for your support. I frankly don't know why I'm that popular in Europe, but you know, you guys are listening, and I'm certainly hoping you enjoy the show. And I just want to thank you. Well, that's all. I sincerely thank you for, you know, tuning in, as they say. And that also includes my South American and Chinese listeners as well. I'm shocked. I'm beside myself. I don't know what else to say 1,000 times, but thank you. So that's really about it. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I can say. And let's get back to the show. On the other hand, if you do what is wrong, according to Greek monotheism, you will go to a place called hell, where you will burn and suffer in torment for all eternity. But you will at least also get to witness lots of fucking, the most depraved sexual acts imaginable, since this is, after all, hell and all that, which is admittedly at least comparatively interesting to heaven, since incest with your sister is quite relatively vanilla compared to what you'll be witnessing for all eternity in hell. Now, where the hell was I? Oh, yes, hell. I don't believe at this point I should threaten to insult your perception with the aforementioned critique of determinism. So let's jump into the realm of free will, which is what existence is actually really all about. As I've discussed in the past, there are two primary forces always taking place simultaneously. They are will and death. Everything that you are, which has been erroneously often connected to fate, is the direct consequence and outcome of the two primary forces of will and death. Now, these elements of consciousness lay the groundwork of your existence, and in the simplest possible terms, whether that existence be of a positive nature or a negative nature is determined by the will and its relative condition, when it is applied to the four elements of planetary existence directly connected to yourself. To put this another way, there is no individual fate. The description that has been created and proselytized by apostles of determinism and its offspring, nihilism, for many centuries. These belief systems are contrary to the laws of will, which in turn means they are also contrary to the laws of life. The old saying may be, hope springs eternal. But this is an extremely deceptive phrase, because in reality, hope and faith are the incestuous cousins of anti-reason, of death. So in conclusion, what I'm saying, if anything right now, we are currently living in a state where science rules supreme. Now, I fully realize that this may run completely contrary to the notion that the United States has completely succumbed to idiotic popular culture. But that is not actually the case. It is actually quite the reverse. Our society, or should I say most, if not all, modern westernized and consumerized societies, have completely fallen head over heels into the comfortable lap of determinism and nihilism, which most people depressingly accept as their fate, which is actually a deception, and one of the primary reasons for such widespread depression, anxiety, and social isolation. There is so much that can be said about this subject, but I'm afraid I have run out of time. If you really enjoyed this, perhaps I can do a part two of this episode and pick up where I'm leaving off at another time. I really hope you found this helpful and interesting. And if you want to know more or have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via the website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.